On a Monday, it's Bigger Pockets Daily. This is where we take the best articles from biggerpockets.com and read them, so you can keep learning about real estate while you go about your busy life. Okay, almost time for the show. We'll get right into it after this quick break.
You're trying to close on your next rental, so why is your insurance company dragging its feet? With long lead times and never-ending paper forms, it's no wonder it takes forever to finally get a policy. Modern investors deserve better. They deserve Steadily.com. At Steadily.com, you'll get fast, affordable landlord insurance available online 24/7 in just a few clicks. You can even get next-day coverage, which takes just minutes, by the way, to obtain. And you can do it all from your phone. Steadily was founded by landlords who created insurance products tailored to the unique needs of this industry. It's their sole focus, and that's why landlords nationwide consistently rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars. So whether you've got a single family, short-term, or multifamily portfolio, Steadily.com can secure the best coverage at the best price to protect your properties. Discover how Steadily can save you both time and money on your rental property insurance. Visit Steadily.com for a commitment-free quote tailored to your needs today. This show is sponsored by Airbnb. Did you know that a long time ago, before I ever started my real estate business, I turned one of my first primary residences into an Airbnb? And that's the extra income that I needed from Airbnb that gave me the confidence to go out and work for myself and eventually quit my 9-to-5 job. And now I have dozens of Airbnbs all over the country. I've even partnered up with the old David Green on a recent property in Scottsdale to take our portfolio to the next level. And of course, we host it on Airbnb. But you don't need to be a full-time real estate investor to start on Airbnb. As a matter of fact, I was self-managing 10 properties while working my 9-to-5 job, so I know anybody can do it. Think about it this way. You're looking for extra income and going on a vacation. Wouldn't it be great to rent out your space and let your property pay for itself while you're gone? I did this one time. I pitched my wife and my roommate, because we were house hacking, on the idea of renting out our home, and it paid for all of our expenses on a trip to Mexico City. So go and give it a try. It might just change your life, just like it did mine. And I really do mean that. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Meet RentApp, the seamless, secure, free way to collect rent. Built by a team of fintech veterans behind Square and Cash App, RentApp uses ACH bank transfers to deposit funds directly into your account. You don't even need to download anything. RentApp setup is straightforward for renters, and there are no apps for landlords to download. Both get peace of mind with a digital transaction history. That means no more lost checks, managing a dozen different payment apps, or even wondering whether payment was sent. Landlords say RentApp is the most convenient way to collect rent, and we think you'll agree. RentApp, the free and easy way to collect rent. Learn more at rent.app/landlord. That's rent.app/landlord. More homes are for sale, but the market remains at a standstill. When will demand come back? By Mariah Costa. After a winter slump, the real estate market is starting to look a little brighter in time for spring. More homes are entering the market, and buyers are starting to consider buying again after staying on the sidelines for a bit. And this is according to the latest numbers from Redfin. Good news, All right, so for the 4 weeks ending March 3rd, new listings were up 13%, the biggest increase in 3 years. The uptick helped bring the total number of homes for sale up 1.7%, marking the first time in 8 months that supply has increased. Meanwhile, asking prices had their smallest increase in 2 months, with around 5.5% of home sellers dropping their asking price. With spring on the way, there's also a jump in interest in housing. See what I did there? With touring activity up 23% from the start of the year. Mortgage purchase applications were also up 11% for the week ending March 3rd. Still, these numbers haven't yet boosted housing sales, with pending sales down 6% year over year. Some of that may be due to the continued rise in mortgage rates, which pushed the median monthly housing payment to $2,694, according to Redfin. Very precise on that number for sure. Metro areas with the biggest growth in listings. Let's take a look. Of course, not all metro areas are seeing the same number of new listings. In Texas and Florida, for example, there has been a large year-over-year increase, with Fort Worth, Texas seeing the largest uptick in listings at 27%, and Fort Lauderdale, Florida, not far behind at 25.5%. With many more homebuyers moving to Florida in recent months, this could be welcoming news for buyers. The other metros with the biggest year-over-year increase, Houston at just over 24%, Jacksonville, Florida, same number, and Miami, same thing. Metros with the biggest year-over-year decline, however, Atlanta at minus 6%, Newark, New Jersey, minus 2%, and Chicago, minus 0.4%, not too bad. Still, the uptick in new listings hasn't yet translated to a large increase in pending sales, as mortgage rates still remain elevated. But pending sales did increase in 8 metro areas, including Austin, Texas, making a comeback. Here are the metros with the biggest year-over-year increase in pending sales. The top 3, Cincinnati, 9.2%, Milwaukee at 6%, Pittsburgh 5%. These are the biggest losers in pending sales. San Antonio, Texas, get this number, minus 23%. Warren, Michigan, minus 15%. And so is New Brunswick, New Jersey, minus 15.5%. Homebuyers are still under pressure from rising interest rates. The median monthly mortgage payment was up 6.9% compared to a year ago. Mortgage rates have dipped slightly since the fall, but they still remain elevated, with the current average for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage at 6.8% as of March 7th. Even with the slight increase in supply, it's still a seller's market, with the median sale price up 5.3% YOY, according to Redfin. And even while some sellers have dropped their listing price, many sell for the final list price or even more. 24% of homes in February sold for above the final list price. Nuts! What the numbers tell us about current real estate. All right, so although the increase in new listings is welcome news for the supply crunch in the housing market right now, the U.S. still has a serious housing shortage. Despite a surge in new construction, a Realtor.com analysis found that the market is missing around 7.2 million homes as a result of underbuilding. That shortage of supply isn't helping anything with prices. Still, while housing prices remain high, some real estate experts say the market is looking promising for buyers. Chen Zhao, a Redfin economic researcher, said in a press release that prices are likely to come down as mortgage rates decline, adding, quote, "Buyers who can afford today's mortgage rates may have better luck finding a home now than they have in the past several months, and they also may be less likely to face competition because inventory is improving," end quote. The bottom line, with the increase in new listings, investors looking to buy this spring are likely to have more choices than they did a year ago. Good news. But still, there are other uncertainties in the real estate market, and buyers seem to be still kind of waiting to find out if prices and mortgage rates will continue to decline. While there are and may be opportunities in some metro areas, sellers still have the upper hand. But it remains to be seen if we'll see a spring surge in sales.
That's a wrap. But wait, I've got a tip to share. Do you go to your search bar every time you're looking for that real estate investing checklist, spreadsheet, or another resource you need? Stop Googling and head to biggerpockets.com/find to get easy-to-understand market reports, step-by-step investing guides, and so many more free resources for aspiring real estate investors. Save time and get what you really need all in one place. Google's got enough traffic as it is. Give them a break. Visit biggerpockets.com/find. That's biggerpockets.com/find to access free, the keyword there, investing resources from Bigger Pockets.